Publishers presents Heroes of the Quest, an impossible team. Written by Mirja Kamphausen. Read by Declan Nichols. Chapter 1. An impossible team.
Phew! We made it!
Master Mouse sighed with relief. They had reached a plateau nestled in the mountains, which separated the land of the rivers and the land of the woods. Master Mouse took a deep breath and looked at his companions. Gemma the giraffe gazed toward the horizon. Robert Pig snuffled around in search of food. No surprises there. Master Mouse frowned. A teammate was missing. He was sure of it. He counted.
1, 2, 3.
He was number 1, of course. Gemma Giraffe was 2. Robert Pig was 3. Number 4? Missing. They'd started out as a team of 4, like everyone. Master Mouse sighed again. How could he tell the others they were missing a team member so soon after being sent on their first quest? On the other hand, would Giraffe and Pig even notice? They each seemed lost in their own worlds. It took a moment for Master Mouse to decide on more important business than locating a lost teammate. After all, he was here for successful questing. He rubbed his front paws together. He'd been anticipating this moment. Nothing would spoil it now. Nothing would keep him from becoming what he was meant to be. Master Mouse, official hero and quester. Leader of the team. A legend. Master Mouse cleared his throat and squeaked,
"Team, I'm here to guide you on this quest. Listen, here's the plan."
Nobody took any notice. This was no good. Master Mouse plucked his dagger from his belt and whirled it in the air.
"Team, I am your leader on this quest. Follow me."
Gemma, whose dreamy black eyes admired the distant, glistening stream at the foot of the mountain, turned her head and stared. Maybe it was a coincidence, and she was looking for some water to drink. Master Mouse preferred to think she granted him the attention he deserved. He thought of himself as the Questmaster, which tied in nicely with his chosen name, Master Mouse. The moment he arrived at Quest School, he dropped his silly first name, and he wasn't about to tell anyone what it was. Gemma's head swooped next to Master Mouse's ears. He twitched his whiskers and squealed,
"All right, team, let's get started."
Gemma froze. She blinked and eyed Master Mouse as though seeing him for the first time in her life.
"Oh, hello there,"
she sang in her most beautiful voice.
"I don't believe we have met, have we?"
Master Mouse regretted letting Gemma on his quest team. She seemed to have the memory skills of a peanut. He grumbled,
"Yes, we have. You agreed to join me on my quest."
"Oh."
Gemma's dark eyes sparkled.
"Quest, yes. This is it, right? Who needs to be rescued?"
She tossed and turned her long neck, almost shoving Master Mouse from the rocky platform.
"Careful, you!"
bellowed Master Mouse. Gemma seemed to hear him, as she stopped and bent down once more.
"I'm terribly sorry,"
she mumbled, and her black eyes blinked. Master Mouse sighed. This was no good. How could he complete a quest with a peanut brain like this? He could only hope the other team members proved more helpful. This reminded him to take roll call. The Master, the long-necked peanut, and Pig. 3. One was still missing. Well, they would have to do without him. They had to move on.
"Hey, you! Robert!"
yelled Master
Sample complete. Ready to continue?